customer's name.
Hi, is Don there?
Don?
Yeah.
Don passed away 5 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. It looks like I'm working off of an old file here. Are you the new owner?
Very old file. Yes, I am.
What was your name? I didn't catch it.
My name is Ron.
Ron, nice to meet you. I'm Olivia, and I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I know you're busy. I really don't want to take up too much of your time. Our bank had just mailed out a financial offer to you guys 2 weeks ago, and it was based on some past financing that was done under the business, I think, by Don with Principus Capital. And so based on that financing, we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. Just kind of wanted to circle back with you, see if you needed any new vehicles to add to your fleet or anything upcoming.
Not at this time.
Is there Is there a specific time of year you reevaluate that?
Yes, we reevaluate at the end of November.
Oh, at the end of November? Awesome. Okay, so not too far from now. How's business over there?
It's okay.
Uber
and Lyft, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what do you mean?
We're not Uber and Lyft, and so we're the regular
Okay, and so has that kind of taken a toll on the business?
Not as far as an established corporate, but as far as new business, yes.
Okay, so it's harder to gain new clients, but old clients are still have that loyalty.
Yeah, all clients have been with us. We've been open 12 years, so I mean the name hasn't changed or anything.
Yeah. Is it with Uber and Lyft? I mean, they don't really have the nice vehicles that you guys offer, though, right?
Exactly, but they're on demand. They're on the phone. They can walk off the plane and get on their phone and say, I want a car right now at Logan. But the problem is, too, they don't know who they're getting. They're not getting a private car.
It is cheap, but it is kind of what you pay for, because sometimes you're in the car with someone who won't stop talking or is a horrible driver. Yeah. I guess that makes sense, but it's a little bit trickier to get new clients. So are your sales, how are sales this year versus last year?
Well, the corporates are considerably up this year, so that's a good thing.
Oh, good. Yeah, that is good. So what are you guys tracking for this year?
This year, we're doing a little bit about 10 to 15% above last year.
Oh, that's awesome. That's way better. That's way awesome. Especially, right now, a lot of businesses aren't doing that good, especially, like you said, in the industry where Uber and Lyft are trying to take over.
Exactly.
What are you guys doing differently from last year?
Our corporates, they're just very well established, and especially our biggest client moved everything from Pennsylvania to Massachusetts as far as all their training, so that's what changed.
So are you under a corporate establishment?
Yes, we are. We're incorporated.
Oh, okay. So do you, handle any of the business finances? If you were looking to get, a new vehicle, would it be leased, through you guys or is it through your corporate company?
Through us.
Oh, it is through you. Okay.
It's through East Coast Limousine Incorporated, yes.
Oh, okay. I get it. So have you guys, have you taken on any new clients this year at all? Or is it, like you said, a little trickier?
No. As far as corporates go, we have taken on new corporates, but the public clients and stuff like that, they're considerably down, but it is because we're in Lyft.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
They have $1.5 million liability policy to go into the airports when it's a regular Joe Smo with his regular car and his regular insurance. It's not fair to the transportation industry because we're required to have special permits, special plates, special insurance, and all of our drivers have to go through every airport screening process and carry a badge with their picture on it saying they've cleared a background check, where these Uber and Lyft drivers don't have to do that.
I think they're changing that in some cities, because I think where I'm at, I think there's only specific people that can take you to and from the airport.
It's gotten to, but it hasn't reached the East Coast yet, especially New York and Massachusetts. New York has been hit very, very hard. I had some affiliates I used to work with in New York. that have been open for years and years and years and have actually closed down because of it, because they said they were standing on the corner eating a bag of chips because of Uber and Lyft.
Wow. That is not good for the small businesses and medium-sized businesses of America, huh?
No. Not fair.
Mm-mm. Not fair at all.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Okay, I have to go.
Okay, is there maybe like an email address so I can, you know, keep in touch with you?
Yes, you can send it directly to me.
Mm-hmm.
The email address, my initials, R is Ron, F is in Fred, P is in Peter, J R.
Mm-hmm.
So it's RFPJR at East Coast, LimousineLimousine, Inc., INC, .com.
Perfect. RFPJ Junior at EastCoastLimousine.inc.com?
Inc.com,
yes, perfect. And then when you guys are ready to bring on new vehicles but towards the end of November, let me know. I'll go ahead and send you an email here with the application package, and we can go ahead and you'll have it on file. And then when you're ready, we can, you know, restart that conversation.
Very good.
All right, thanks so much. It's been good talking to you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.